January 1st, 2024. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4:20-22. God's word is medicine. According to the Strong's exhaustive concordance of the Bible, the Hebrew word in verse 22, translated health, actually means medicine. In other words, this scripture actually says, God's words are life unto those that find them, and medicine unto all their flesh. Notice that this passage of scripture begins, my son, attend to my words. What does it mean to attend to God's word? It means to put his words first. Then we are told to incline our ears unto his words, or to listen to them. Finally, we are told to keep his words in the midst of our heart. So there are three things that we are told to do with the word of God. Number one, attend to it or put it first. Number two, listen to it. And number three, keep it in the midst of our heart. Attend, listen, and keep. Why are we told to do this? Verse 22 says, for they, God's words, are life unto those that find them, and medicine to all their flesh. I believe that God's words are medicine. Does God have medicine? Yes. What is it? It's his word. His word is medicine to all your flesh. That means it's good for stomach troubles, blood diseases, and for all your flesh, liver, kidneys, eye, heart, ears, nose, mouth, and so forth. Confession. I attend to God's word.
I attend to God's word.
I put it first in my life.
I put it first in my life.
I listen to it.
I listen to it.
I keep it in the midst of my heart.
I keep it in the midst of my heart.
God's word.
God's word.
Is medicine to all my flesh.
Is medicine to all my flesh. Amen.